ruminating on this topic. I got so many of these, right? But this one I really had to go on ahead and record right after Hammer was finished with the stream and whatnot. And big up to Hammer here for that. All right. And the subject of Hammer's live stream was him critiquing another live stream of Joker's, aka Better Bachelor. And Joker has this female called Far From Eden, or Erin, whatever the fuck they call her, right? And he's on this interview, he's interviewing her and everything, right? And she just lets out the whole gamut. She is trying to introduce, you know, herself to a lot of Joker's followers and stuff like this. And I'm like, yo, what's really going on here? What's happening? Now, I myself have never watched a Far From Eden video. I have heard of her before this even happened. You know what I'm saying? There are those like herself, Diana Davison, and Karen Strong, Janice Fiammingo, you name it. That, and hell, even further back with Esther Villar with the Manipulated Man book. But, you know, I kind of stopped short here because a lot of these, you know, ladies, and I go in on some trad thoughts. I go in on some undercover feminists. And they, and even these types end up showing their inner Karen, as I call it, and you know, they tip their hand and fuck it all up for everybody else involved, you know? And what she had done, this Erin character, she goes on to Better Bachelor show, and, you know, she gets into her life story and all of this. And Hammer, in turn, because I'm watching Hammer stream through this, Hammer, in turn, is, you know, critiquing this. He's, you know, evaluating this, as far as I know, right? And I'm listening to this shit when I know I shouldn't be at work, right? And so I'm thinking about, you know, what Hammer is saying, and I'm like, now, Hammer, I mean, a lot of what you're saying isn't wrong, you know? I mean, and then, yes, take into account, she's, of course, you know, I mean, the wall is a memory to her, you know? According to her, she should be having grandkids, right? On top of the fact that she's suffering from multiple sclerosis. Richard Pryor had this disease before he passed away. Rest in peace. And it's hell. You know, she had described being, you know, being a child and having to go into these divorce court proceedings. She, as a kid, was in one of these. She'd remember that. And when I was watching Hammer stream, I'm like, man, don't go too hard. I mean, shit. She did do more. She, in by default, did a little more than what our daughters are doing. You know? Do you see either of our daughters going, you know, on YouTube and trying to be advocates for men? No? Okay. But then, as the conversation was going on, it started to sour on me, like, Joker, what the fuck are you doing? Are you trying to find her a man? Or are you trying to be that man? I mean, obviously, you're trying to give her a better audience and a bigger voice. And even he himself has talked about this shit. You know? Which is kind of fucked up because that, of course, makes him a hypocrite, right? And then, so I was like, okay, okay, Hammer's right. Hammer's right. This is good. This is good so far, right? Because you know what? I mean, you know, Hammer fam and everything, but, you know, I don't just go down the line and agree with him on everything. And I know some of y'all are Hammer watchers too, and y'all just don't agree with everything Hammer says, do you? Do you? Okay. So that's how I approached this when I was watching the live stream. But then I got to listening to Joker and his shit, and then the conversation turned to Erin and her shit. And when she got into her shit, I'm like, bitch, is this a job interview? A date? Or are you, you know, or are you doing an online equivalent or a podcast equivalent of a dating profile? What the fuck is really going on here? As the conversation starts to go on. And then when the conversation hit, you know, a little further, Joker said some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard any motherfucking RP content creator ever fucking say. And this is putting it, you know, this is saying a lot, you know, given all of the fake PUA types and all this shit. This motherfucker goes on to say that a traditional family is a MGTOW family. Whoa. MGTOW, to my understanding, is a guy that did not do that. Traditional or not. Okay? You know? For some, the MGTOW life is the loneliest on earth. You know? Unless you can find solace in your own company and in the company of other brothers of the acronym, okay? I mean, that's the closest to MGTOW family I'm gonna ever get. And that's, you know, myself, you, Hammer, if you're listening. I'm not, you know, throwing no digs or jabs at you or anything. And you brothers, too, that are listening to me. You, we're brothers of the acronym. Those that do, you know, still rock the acronym and whatnot, hey, you got one in me. Hey, you got a brother in me, all right? You know? Now, no, I'm not going to agree with every damn thing you say. So long as we're... Now, if we're, you know, on point and in tune with the philosophy, we get what the philosophy is, then okay, cool. You know? There you are. There are MGTOW that are monks. There are MGTOW that are not monks. Let's keep that in mind. Now, relationship? Oh, fuck no. I stopped short of that. I stopped short of seeing that. But here's another thing, too. Yeah, I'm MGTOW and all, but who the fuck am I to call another guy not a MGTOW or not? Think about that. Anyway, bullshit aside, though, a traditional family is not a MGTOW family. A traditional family has... The best you could ever get in that is red pill aware. Okay? You're just a red pill aware motherfucker in a traditional family. That ain't MGTOW, motherfucker. The closest that MGTOW don't have a family like that, as far as I'm concerned. The only family he makes is within the community of brothers of the acronym. That's what it is. Now, some of y'all may disagree with me on that. Fine, cool. But we are on the same page when, you know, we call what the fuck Joker got through saying is the dumbest shit in history, right? Right? Okay. Now the Erin lady, okay. She knows her time. She knows her time's near. She knows her time's up. You know? Yes, no different than damn Joker's motherfucking ass. They are trying to chase relevance. That's what happens when you're a content creator. You do gotta have a bit of relevance within itself, but to, you know, contradict your principles? Are you serious? Is it that it means sacrifice those for that? Now come on now. And again, bro, not all MGTOW are monks. You know? Now, I am one. You know, I'm monk also. You know, my monk food's cool. My monk food's strong, you know? But, you know, fuck a bitch tomorrow, wrapped up, don't talk to her, you know, days on out, years on out, ever, again, ever, you know what I'm saying? You know? But then again, a family man does not a MGTOW mate. Hell no. You know? It used to be a covenant with God. Now it's a covenant with the state. You know, even if you are, you know, even if you are traditional. And if you really look at it, some of the harshest fucking marriage laws and divorce laws are in some of the red states. I can look no further than my own brother, okay? So you can't tell me. I've even had him on the show many a times talking about this. So he's off, bro. But back to this Joker fella. I always knew something was wrong with the boy. Come on now. Ooh. I always knew something was wrong with that motherfucker, okay? So it didn't surprise me much. I mean, the milquetoast delivery. Like, dude, if you got to couch your words. I get it. RGE does it. Raging Golden Eagle does that. But I tell you one damn thing. Very, very, very fucking rare, if ever, is he going to have some broad on his show running the damn show with this lady like as though it were a dating profile or, you know, a dating app trying to get the bitch hooked up with one of your followers or with oneself or with your damn self. That's not cool. And this is what Joker sounded like or came off to me. But that traditional MGTOW, nah, bruh. That traditional family is MGTOW shit? Nah, don't do that. That's stupid. Come on, bro. You're better than this. Matter of fact, I ain't even thought you were even better than that. Cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Well, okay, Ammo. You know. We good, man. I mean, because at first I was like, damn, you're going a little too hard on these people. But I see why you did. I see why you did. And I probably would have did the same had I, you know, was roasting and had this show going on and all of that. Well, let me get on up out of here. You know, since people want to be pachyderms and shit. I'm out.